The brother asked the question that can a father, a husband, or a brother force a woman, the sister, the daughter, etc., to practice parda if they don't wish to follow hijab? Can he force? But naturally, the duty of every Muslim to Islah, and especially among the close relatives, he should try his level best to convince, first with hikmah, quotation of the Quran, with reason, logic, that you should do hijab. Regarding forcing, what is permitted within limits? What is permitted?
I'm not using the word force, I'm using the word enforce. Can he enforce it through other means?
That's right. The brother said he's not using the word force, he's using the word enforce. I'm giving a broader answer so that the next questioner should not ask, what about force? Even where force is concerned within limits, where enforced by other means, he should do it. By other means, like economic means, you know, say, I'm your father, I'm giving you pocket money. You know, you go to college, you don't do the hijab, I will stop giving you pocket money. Putting economic pressure. Alhamdulillah, he should do it. Why not? He should. So enforced by other means, he should do it. And if there are certain things the Quran gives permission at certain times to even put little force within limits, the limits are prescribed in the Quran and Sahih Hadith, that if you know using little force can enforce a person doing fard, like offering salah, a parent is allowed to use a little bit force on the children for offering salah, it's a fard, you know, where required, within limits. So similarly, for enforcing hijab, husband can say, okay, I will stop giving you so and so things because you don't do hijab. He can, and he should. When enforcement is concerned, first with hikmah, in good ways, with wisdom and beautiful preaching. If that doesn't work, you can use enforcement, like using pressure. I will not talk to you. I will not like it. And whatever you feel within limits is best, you should. And every Muslim, or every Muslimah, if, for example, the husband is not offering salah, the wife can say, that's your offering salah as a fard. She can use tactics like certain pressurization. So these can be used by both man as well as woman, on the spouse, on the relatives, so that a person becomes a good Muslim. If it's a fard, which a person is not doing, they can very well pressurize. Even a woman can pressurize the husband for keeping a beard. Normal people only, people normally pose only, the husband can pressurize the woman. Why can't the woman do that to the husband? Sometimes the wife may say, oh, don't keep a beard, it pokes. So you have to tell them, maybe it pokes. Inshallah, if you are finding discomfort here, in the akhirah you'll get more comfort. You know, there are ways in satisfying. So whoever is on the wrong track, it is a duty, because the Quran says in Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse number 187, Hunna libasul lakum, wantum libasul lahunna, that you are their garments and they are your garments. The husband and wife, their garments unto one another, and they should see to it that both of them stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Hope that answers the question.